There, that idol is finished. But where is my lazy son, Fodi? He should have been here a long time ago to help with this work. Sometimes I'm very sorry I let him go to that missionary school. His head is full of nonsense, and he keeps talking about this one called Jesus. He has made me feel very unhappy lately. I wish he'd come. I have a lot of work for him to do.
Greetings, Father.
You! Where have you been? You are a lazy son, and you don't care about me anymore.
Father, please don't hit me.
You are lazy. You were supposed to come home and work on these idols. We have much work to do.
Father, I stayed after school. I just came from there.
And what did you have to stay after school for? I suppose that you have done something wrong. Nothing is right anymore. I cannot sleep. I am not happy. I keep thinking about the things you have told me about Jesus. I think the gods are angry with us. Never have I felt so unhappy. Oh, Cassava God, hear my prayers. Give me peace and happiness. Make my son be a good boy to me, his old father. Hear my prayer. Oh, hear my prayer.
Father, that Cassava God can't hear you. His ears are just painted.
The Cassava God is angry because you talk this way. I have much work to do. Get busy and help me. You have not told me why you stayed after school.
I stayed after school and talked to the missionary about Jesus.
Stop! I will not have you talk about this Jesus anymore. Do you want the gods to rise up and kill us all? I think I shall take you out of school.
Oh, no, Father. Not that.
The only reason I let you go to school was so that you could learn to read and write and to help me keep accounts. But you are lazy. You don't work here in my shop, helping me make new idols. Always you are talking about this one called Jesus. Ha! I have had enough of this. Get busy and work. You are not good.
Father, I want to be a good son to you.
The spirits are angry with me. I toss and I turn. My heart is full of sorrows. The gods are angry.
Father, they are made of wood. They cannot hear.
Stop! Do you want the spirits to hear you? Do you want the gods to kill you?
Father, today I learned something out of the Bible. That is what I stayed after school for.
This school has filled your head with nonsense.
Father, you are Manso, the greatest of the idol makers, and I am your son. I want to obey you. But my heart is torn between two things. Father, the Bible says, their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throats.
Stop it! Do not talk that way. The gods will be angry. I am afraid. Oh, I'm afraid.
You're always afraid of them, but they do not help you or make you happy. You always say that they must have more grain and other sacrifices, but they are no good.
You are speaking foolishly.
Father, the missionary says that Jesus is the true God. He hears our prayers. I do not want to be afraid and follow these wooden things. I want to trust in Jesus. He is the true God.
The gods will punish us. I must go and get more grain and make a sacrifice to them.
Oh, those horrid old idols. They are no good. I wonder if they can do anything. Hey, you wooden god. Can you hear me? Huh? Can you hear me? If you can hear me, stop me. Stop me if you can. You have frightened my father for many years. You have made him unhappy. I don't think you can hear me. Go on, kill me if you can. Go on, kill me. But quit making my father afraid. I'm just a little boy, but kill me if you can, you wooden old idol. Go on, kill me. Take that. Kill me, but stop making my father afraid. Ha! It never moved. It didn't feel the axe. The Bible is right. The Bible tells the truth. The old idol can't hurt me. It can't hurt my father. It's just wood. There, take that, you funny old idol. There, kill me if you can, you funny old thing with the big nose. This is the idol that my father says can cause me to be blind. I'm afraid. I can still see. I'm not blind. I'm not dead. Nothing has happened. I'm alive. They aren't gods. They are just wood. They can't feel or see or hear. There, take that, you silly old piece of wood. There, now you are dead. Take that, and that, and that. You're just wood. You aren't really gods at all. Jesus is the true God. You're just wood. Please help me, Jesus, help me. Now I know what I'll do. I'll just put this axe down by the cassava god, and I'll go to sleep.
Fodi! Fodi! Are you dead? Oh, my son is dead. The idols have killed him.
Oh, father, I was asleep. What's the matter?
Matter? What has happened? Look, my idols, they're all ruined. Fodi, you did this. You destroyed my idols.
I destroy your idols? Father, how could I? I was asleep.
Fodi, you destroyed my idols.
Father, look. Here is the axe. It is right by the cassava god. You see, father, it was the cassava god. He killed them.
Don't be silly. Of course he didn't do it. He couldn't do it. He's just made out of wood. He can't do anything. You did it.
You are right, father. He is just made out of wood. He couldn't do a thing. He couldn't help the other idols. I smashed them, and the cassava god didn't help them. So he can't help you either.
Oh, why have you ruined my idols?
I did it for you, father.
What do you mean you did it for me?
I didn't want you to be afraid of them, so I broke them up. I was afraid at first. I thought they might blind me or kill me. But I didn't want you to be afraid of them anymore. I want you to love Jesus and be happy, so I broke them up. Jesus helped me. Father, you are known as the maker of idols. I will be known as the breaker of idols.
We shall die. We shall die.
No, look, Father. Look, the cassava god is dead.
The cassava god is dead? He hasn't killed you or me?
No, Father. He can't hurt us. He is only a wooden idol. Jesus is the true and living God.
Fodi, I don't understand this. My idols are dead. They couldn't protect themselves. Fodi, they couldn't protect themselves.
Father, I think we should go talk to the missionary, don't you?
Yes, Fodi. I want to learn about the one called Jesus, who makes you brave enough to do this to help me. My idols are dead. I want to hear about the living God.